I sent you a video today of a little six-year-old girl. This video has gone viral. And she's, the thing about her is like, she's really precocious and smart and persuasive. It's a video where she is trying to convince her mother that at six, she is old enough to go to the pub. And she wants to know why she can't go to the pub.
At six.
Yep.
Because you're six.
Well, she has some pretty persuasive arguments.
Okay.
And then at one point, she throws her dad under the bus.
Not let me just go for one night.
Because you're too little to go to the pub.
Mommy, I'm six.
Mm-hmm.
Six. I am absolutely just six.
Yeah, exactly. You're six. Not 16, not 17, not 18. You're six.
18.
And Millie six, she got to go to the pub.
Mm-hmm.
For her daddy's birthday party.
And did I get to go?
No.
Well then, why do I not get to go to the catch and spend time with my auntie?
Mm-hmm.
It's my weekend off. What
it's her weekend off.
Please,
her aunties are there at the pub.
She's worked hard all week. She, it's her weekend off. She wants to go to the pub.
I won't go to bingo anymore.
I won't go
yeah,
to bingo.
I'll give up bingo if you let me go to the pub. It's my weekend off.
The hell's she going to bingo for?
Okay, I'm trying to go to Ida.
She has makeup on like my grandmother does. That's why.
That's why she wants to go to the pub and play bingo.
What's daddy say to all this?
He's ignoring me. He's on his phone.
Okay, now she throws the father under the bus. Wait till you see her whole manipulation here.
What?
He's giving out to me. He's shouting at me. I'm trying to talk to him.
Maybe because you're doing his head in.
I'm not doing his head in. I'm trying to tell him something. He's being mean to me.
Mm-hmm.
All the time when you're gone, he thinks he gets his own way and everything. He thinks that he can go on his phone and he thinks that he doesn't spend time.
So you think she did her own makeup?
With me and he
oh, 100%.
He pretends he's
look at the eye makeup. Really cute. There's a lot of makeup on.
He doesn't really clean. He doesn't really clean.
He doesn't clean. You tell him to clean. He's not clean. I say, Daddy, I'm hungry. But he's
always on his phone.
He's throwing the dad under the bus. Thinking that this will endear her to the mother.
Seriously.
Here we go.
I'm six and my old mother won't let me go to the pub.
I'm with you, girl.
How is that so fair? I'm six and a half.
Six and a half.
Oh, she didn't. Well, she buried the lead. Six and a half.
My mother won't let me.
Right.
Why my mother won't let me? I'm six, and my old mother won't let me go to the pub.
She makes a very good argument because her friend Melly went to the pub.
But that was for her dad's birthday.
It doesn't matter. Melly's also six. Listen, if the argument is you can't go because you're six. Melly is six and she went to the pub. That's not a good argument. You can't use my age against me because I know somebody my age who went to the pub.
Everything today is Europe. I don't know why. Brits.
What else?
Brits are divided over a name of a game that you knock on somebody's door and run away. They're fighting what name is.
What did you call it growing up?
Ding Dong Ditch.
Ding Dong Ditch?
Oh, you had a different name?
I never even heard of that. Ding Dong Ditch?
Really?
Actually, I could see why, because ding dong and then you ditch it.
And then you ditch. So that's, I think that's a Southern thing.
Hmm.
They call Ding Dong Ditch.
Up in New York, we just called it a ring and run.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ring and run.
Yeah, let's go to John's house and do a ring and run. Okay.
Oh, this person says it's called a chappy. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Knock a door, run.
Knock a door, run. That makes sense. It says what it is. Knock a door and then run.
Knock down ginger.
Oh, that's funny. Knock down ginger. That's probably offensive to people with red hair, but okay.
We call it knocky nine doors. That's what one person said.
Knocking nine doors.
Right.
Hmm.
And then one person said, knock granny out of bed.
Oh, that's funny.
That's a good
one. Because that's what it is, right? You knock on the door.
Granny has to get out of bed.
Grandma's
got to
get out of bed, come all the way downstairs, open the door, then you're not there anymore.
Yeah, ding dong ditch.
Well, we called it a ring and run. And what's interesting is the difference between us Americans and what the Brits are saying, we have doorbells. So mine's a ring and run. Yours a ding dong. So it says that we have doorbells. All of theirs are about knocking. So They either don't have doorbells, they don't use them, it's rude to use them, they must just be knocking on doors, which in New York, that's stupid. You knock on a door, no one's going to hear you. Like, there's construction going on outside. I can't hear you. You need to ring the doorbell.
It's a good point, because all the big houses in England, you see, have the door knockers.
Right, those big, like, gronk, gronk, gronk.
Right. So one person said, Royal Mail Delivery. So I guess you, Royal Mail Delivery, and then you run. Yeah, so now, because we used to have that all the time in a neighborhood where they knew there were two kids in the house. So all their friends would do it all the time to our house, would drive me nuts. Because then the dogs got to bark, and then it's a whole thing. When you do
the only time it was ever done to me, so only child. So if my mother went out for the night, my mother and her boyfriend, whoever it was she was with at the time, if they went out for the night, I would have a friend over and everybody would know because there'd be no cars in the driveway because my mom's car would be gone, or maybe, you know, whatever. There'd be just her car, or maybe she would go to drive and meet people because she didn't like to rely on them. She's having a bad time. She just want to be able to come home. So there'd be no cars in the driveway, but we'd be there. So the boys in our grade used to love and do a ring and run. That was their thing. Like me and my girlfriend would be home alone on the couch, watching a movie, maybe even a horror movie. And then someone comes and does a ring and run. And then you're like, oh my God, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre's here. Like we would think.
They just want to see
Jason
what you're
is
wearing.
Here. Yeah.
That's all they want to do is want to see what you come to the door wearing.
Right. It's true. But we would look out the peephole and scream and there'd be nobody there.
Yeah. Now, thank God for Ring doorbell.
Yeah. So you can't do a ring and run anymore because of Ring door or Nest or one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it.
Once you have that, you can, before they even come up to the doorbell, I can tell somebody's at the door.
Right. Game over.
Yeah. They just come down the driveway. I'll be like, ha ha, I caught you, stupid moron. Go away. But,
well, my parents' house, they have all these lights that are motion censored. So like the second someone comes up the driveway, it's like ka-chung, ka-chung, ka-chung. It's like suddenly it's one of those movies where like it's totally lit, like it's daytime suddenly, and you're suddenly on a movie set.